Right, it's a draw. About right or not, did you deserve to win?
We deserve to win. You know, we've had two cleared off the line, and the Jordan Rhodes one is an unbelievable stop from the lad, you know, an unbelievable clearance. When everybody sees King, he's frightened him run and getting into that position, and it drops to Jordan, then, you know, everybody's expecting it to hit the net. So fair play to the lad, he didn't give up on it, and he produced an unbelievable clearance.
You were really comfortable today, weren't you, for long periods?
I thought we were, you know, the reaction from last weekend was good, and the intensity was good, and, you know, at the depth there, we're really driving on, and we have the one cleared off the line again. I think it was Lowy, was it Lowy? So, you know, we finished strong at the end there, and gave it a right good go. Like you say, we just need that rub of the green a little bit to just get that extra goal, and that would have seen us through. But I have to say, the disappointment then is tinged with the fact that their goal scorer shouldn't have been on the pitch. It's as simple as that. I think he broke the long jump record to reach Marcus Olsen, and we get told about leaving the ground and the intent. Well, you're not going to see a clearer example of that.
There was a reaction that followed it as well.
Yeah. I haven't seen that, and you know, obviously there was a bit of a melee from it, but you know, I'm on about the first challenge. The first challenge, you know, I watched the Premiership on a Sunday, and they're reds all day long. Referees come down from the Premiership and not give it, so it must be different rules in the Championship.
Yeah, disappointing one for you. Yeah. And then for him to score the goal from a set piece.
Exactly that. It's a double whammy.
You took your goal very well, Corey Evans, didn't he?
Outstanding finish from Corey.
How easy was team selection today? Five changes, some players on the bench who Alex Baptiste has not been used to that sort of area, has he?
No, of course. And like I say, you know, after the disappointment of last week, you know, we were fortunate that we got Lowy back and brought his legs and energy into there. And, you know, we wanted Brownie's physicality up there as well. So, you know, changes were made.
I have to ask you about no Rüdiger Stead today. Yeah.
I thought you would have asked me first question, but there you go.
The game is more important today, Gary. Was he ever part of the preparation this week or not?
Yeah, of course. He was part of the preparation at the beginning of the week, but then obviously things changed. And then the club is in talks or in discussions with another Premiership club. So if it's not concluded over this weekend, then we expect him to come in on Monday, which he will do, and work as hard as he has done over the last 14 months, and we're preparing him for the rest of the games that we've got, because, you know, since he's arrived, we've worked ever so hard with him and developed him and produced all the interest that we have now in him.
Was it your decision or his that he wasn't part of it today?
No, look, listen, when obviously a club's in discussions with our club, then, you know, that's got to be taken into consideration, everything. So, you know, it wasn't one individual decision on that.
Has Rudy expressed that he would like to leave and join this club?
No, he's been fine, you know. He's aware of it and he's handled it superbly well, because he's a top lad. You know, he's just getting on with it, and we're just all waiting and seeing what's happening now with the developments.
Do you expect it to happen?
Well, one thing I will say is that the Premiership clubs have to meet the valuation of any of our players, you know. Even though we've got this embargo, the owners are very strong in saying that, you know, the valuation has to be met. We saw it with Jordan Rhodes in August, so, you know, the stand by that. So any bids would have to be to the owners' appreciation, you know.
So as far as you're aware, I know you've had a game and you might not be up to speed with all of it.
No.
Has he been given permission to speak to another club at this moment in time?
I'm not up to date on it, like you say, so I don't know where we're quite at with that one.